Hey, everybody. This is Angel Answers. It's Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, and we welcome you. We're so glad to have you. And my name is Jan Drake-Bakke. I'm one of the co-hosts that will be sharing tonight and talking about all of us. And we are here with all the angels, and I just want to say hi to them all. That's Mary Hernandez, Liz Sister, DC Love, Peg Jones, and myself. Hi, ladies. Hi, angels.
Hello.
How are
you?
Hi, everyone. Hi. Hi, ladies.
So we have a great show tonight, and I'm so excited because there's so many of us here together, and Catherine isn't here, but the rest of us are. So that's okay, too, and they just had their show last night, DC Love and Catherine Peoples. That was beautiful. So I'm just going to go ahead and talk about those shows, as a matter of fact. And that was Monday night. It was called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, Catherine Peoples and DC Love. And that's on at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. That's one of the shows that our group, Sacred Embers, has. We have several shows. They are on Monday night, and it was a beautiful show they just shared. It was just amazing. I loved it, every second of it. And then on Sunday, that is called Enter the Light, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tetro, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, Hawk Dion Frio, and Marianne Adams. And that's another amazing show. They're at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. That's Sunday. It's a fantastic show. I never miss it either. And then there's The Lighthouse, and that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they come on whenever it's whenever they can do it, and we love to hear them too. They're also beautiful light workers, and they share amazing messages. So we do have quite a bit here in this group, and this is called Sacred Embers. We're on Facebook, and, of course, they're everywhere. They're posted all over the place, and you can find them on www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And there's a whole website in our group, Sacred Embers, on Facebook, and Lynn Bleasdale is the one who put that all together. The website is just beautiful. It's incredible. It has the listing of everything that we do, all our websites, all our bios, all our pictures. Fantastic. So I recommend you checking that out. And if you want to get a reading or just want to look at the whole thing, it's just something that even fun to just look at. So anyway, that's what that is. And my name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and I share poetry a lot all over the place. I'm always writing poems, and that's my favorite thing to do. I'm trying to use those poems for other venues with music, with musicians, and anything else that comes up. They have been used for many things, so I'm grateful for that, and I share them on our shows, and that's wonderful. And I also do predictions, and they're on my website, www.wefindourway, and you can check those out. And also I do animal totems when I go do a reading. That's the first thing that I see that comes very easily. I don't have to do any kind of meditation or any preparation for that. The animals just come through vividly, and they give us messages, and they really are spirit guides for us. And they really are around us, and I can vouch for it 150%. In the physical, they are here, and I've seen them. And I'm talking about spirit animals. In the other dimensions, I've seen them come bleed through into the physical. And so, wow, I know they're here, and we all do. If you just allow yourself to see and to feel and to hear them, and you can meditate and ask them to come through also. So anyway, that's about pretty much about me, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to Peg Jones. Peg, the beautiful and lovely Peg Jones.
Hello, everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm Peg, and I am I'm an angelic life coach, angel card reader. I am an author of the book Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. It's a book of daily angel messages for each day of the year. And I am an energy healer and a sound healer, and also a spiritual healer too. And I have worked in the Akashic Records, and I also offer light language too. So that's me. Oh, and my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com. I need to update it for my sound healing now, and but everything else is up there, in there. So thank you.
Thank you, Peg. Beautiful.
Oh, I guess it's me. Is it me?
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. I thought it was DC, but maybe it's you.
Oh, DC.
No, you go ahead, Mary. I have a message to share, so I usually wait.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, a tarot and oracle card reader, a trans-channeler and healer, and I do numerology readings also, and I'm also a candle creator, and I do healing candles, Mother Mary candles, which are infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil, and it's made with soy wax. All my candles are made with soy wax, and I also offer Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras, and besides healing candles, I create beautiful baskets for any occasion or single candles. I also have crystal origami pyramids, necklaces, crystal keychains, and necklaces. The pyramids are used to help filter and balance your energy fields in our environment, and can aid in strengthening your energy body by converting low frequency energy into a higher frequency, which is more beneficial for us now, you know, and it's helpful for us and our pets and everything else. And I keep one with the copper on, like, next to my phone, because, you know, having family and grandchildren, I practically have the phone at my hip all the time. So it's just good to have copper around, so it repels the frequencies of the 5G towers. Also, I wanted to say that, you know, I've had, I wanted to talk about some experiences that I'm sure we've all been having, because Jan just expressed one with Mother Mary, and Mother Mary's in all our lives, but I mean, she just had such a beautiful experience, and Mother Mary is, like, so amazing in all of our lives here with our angels here on this show, and with everyone. I mean, as long as you call her in with ask her for your for her presence. And I've had some amazing experiences with her as well. But last night I did a meditation with Igor Galibov, that we do a Tuesday meditation that Peg and both Jan join in, and it's open for everyone. It's just amazing. Like, I became one with my soul self, which is my higher self, and it was just the most beautiful experience, other than feeling God and Jesus and Mother Mary in my body. That was pure love, like unconditional love, just like Mother Mary and I felt from Jesus at times, and Mother Mary in different times in my life when I've really needed them. And I just want to say it was just so moving, so amazing to become one with your higher self and just tune in. And it's just so magical. And it's an amazing experience that everyone should, you know, become one with their God self. For me, that's what I say is our God self, our one, we become one with ourselves, our future selves. So it's just so beautiful. And I just wanted to say that I've had some amazing, magical experiences. I've been traveling like through different timelines of mine where I've was a dragon, and I have a pink dragon, and I was a pink dragon in another lifetime, and I did an activation for this to remember who I was in different lifetimes, because we've all come in different lifetimes, we've been something else. I mean, we could have been like a butterfly, or one of our spirit animals that are always, that Jan is always bringing through. So it's just so magical to know who we've been. I mean, it's just been incredible, an incredible like 2 weeks since I came back from taking a month off, you know, and of course that was just because health issues. But again, nothing happens for no reason. Everything happens for a reason when we're asked to stop. Of course, I was meditating. I was doing a course with Shivananda, and it had me go in deeper because I had the time to actually dig deeper within myself and be one with myself. So I just wanted to encourage people that are looking, you know, to learn and open up. It's just so amazing to become one with yourself, with your God source self. It's amazing journey. I mean, it's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's so worth it. I mean, I'm still like going through it, and it's just so magical. These ladies here are like experts, but you know, it's just so amazing. So I'm just going to send it over to to Liz now. Oh, wait, I didn't even finish introducing myself. Anyway, so you can book a reading with me by visiting my website at www.theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. As you guys know, when I get to talking, I could just talk for hours. So I'm just going to send it over to Liz because I have so much to say, because this is a time to also it's about endings. It's about realizing the things that we need to let go of. And, you know, we're being put in the spot that you have a choice right now to choose. And this is a channeled message plus what's going on with the energies now, with the moon energies. You have a choice now whether to think of you, focus on you, or focus on others, meaning who do you choose? You choose you, your happiness, or just keeping others happy. So for me, I'm choosing me because I'm important right now. And it's just, and that's the thing. We have to realize that we're important and that we need to evolve and let go of the things that are holding us back, right? Because sometimes we think, you know, it's convenient, whatever, and it's just letting go of the old, and just, it's just about new beginnings. Anyway, I could go on forever with the new beginnings and the endings, but, you know, every ending brings a beautiful new beginning. So cheers to everyone having new beginnings, because we all will, because we're evolving into, there's a timeline, a major shift. Everyone's awakening now, and it's just going to be a magical next few months. I mean, as long as we stay out of fear, and that's the thing I keep posting about, is staying out of fear and staying in your heart space, because that's really important. I don't watch the news because I don't want to, I pray every day and send healing and peace to everyone, but I cannot watch what's going on because it brings my vibration down, and then I can't help others. So that's how I focus on things, about prayer and sending healing and peace and love and light to everyone. So God bless everyone, and I'm going to switch it to Liz because I'll stay on. Love you guys.
Oh, how beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, I had a little thing to share about the lunar eclipse tonight, so I will read that. But this is Liz Sister. I am an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer, a meditation coach, a card deck creator, radio show host, and many more things, I'm sure. I was a sound healer, and that was my big achievement of this year, was getting certified in sound healing, just like Peg. So all those things, and I see people virtually or in person if you're local. And you can find me on my Facebook page at River Maven 77. And every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I live stream an hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone. If you live in the area, you are welcome to attend in person. So we do have people here in the studio, as well as people watching from home. And something that came from COVID, and we've kept it around. We like it. Everyone likes it. So as Mary was saying, this weekend we are coming into the lunar eclipse in Taurus. Of course, 2 weeks ago we had a solar eclipse, which was, we were just talking last night at Singing Bowls before we started. I could feel the energy shift the day of the solar eclipse. Energy was like really intense, the couple days building up to it. And then I feel like once the eclipse had passed over, I had like this, like, boom, like I dropped back into my body. And I was like, oh, hey, okay. Because I was not being very productive prior to that. I was kind of like all over the place. And then all of a sudden I was like, boom, and I was getting things done. So it'll be interesting to see what we experience this weekend with the lunar eclipse. So I saved a little thing here Cosmic Girl is the Facebook page I saved this from. And it says, this lunar eclipse will be bringing an intense emotional energy through. Eclipses are transformational, helping you to end cycles and begin new cycles. I need to release the old to invite the new. This lunar eclipse falls in the sign of Taurus. This energy, you will feel safe, secure, and stable, and you'll have the ability to move forward. This eclipse will help you to make positive transformations, being more authentic, living your truth, speaking your truth, coming out of your comfort zone, accepting self, valuing self, falling in love with every layer of yourself, letting go of old self, fears, beliefs, systems. The past will be the theme. Good time to release, surrender, and let go of things that no longer serve you, inviting new energy in. Trust in divine timing and divine order. The eclipse energy will help you strive for a better version of yourself, looking forward to the future, not looking back, regaining your power, believing in your abilities, doing the inner work for the future new self. Embrace the new, embrace changes. Be still, slow down, take time to observe, reflect, and pause. Go with the flow. Patience will be a virtue. Applaud and appraise your soul growth. Celebrate yourself. Expect the unexpected blessings and good karma to be returned for good deeds done. Forgive yourself, people, and situations. Forgiveness will set you free. Whatever goes, let that go. Whatever comes, let that come. And the mantra or the theme is stay in your lane. So just like Mary said, it's about focusing on yourself. It's about preparing yourself to move forward. You know, the world has definitely changed, shifted, however you want to say it. But, you know, what we used to know is no longer here. Um, it, it's an old way that's not going to ever come back exactly the same as it was before. And we've kind of been in this, like, you know, flux area where we didn't know what we were doing. Like, we thought we would go back to what we used to do, and we can't. And so now we're trying to make new ways. And so this is going to be about, you know, taking a few moments to look at what you want in life and say, hey, this is what I want. And kind of imagine it out, draw it out, write it out, whatever you need to do. But to help set you up moving forward for success and for all the things that you want. And, you know, sometimes we get discouraged because we haven't gotten as far as we think we want to, or, you know, think we should have or whatever. But if you've taken little steps to change old habits, or, you know, made small changes, applaud yourself, because small changes add up to big changes. And we have to start with small changes, or else we'll never get to big ones. So, you know, remember all the little things that you've done for you to make yourself happier and better. So that's what I'm going to say about that. I did bring a bowl this evening. I forgot before class I was getting packed up for tomorrow night. I have something to play my bowls at, and so all my crystal ones are downstairs, but I have a brass one with me this evening. So let's go ahead and get connected here for a minute. So let's start by taking a deep breath into our nose, filling all the way up your chest and your belly till you can't breathe in anymore, and then give it a good sigh out. Just let it all go, release any tension of the day. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up so you can't take in anymore. And when you release, let it out nice and slow through your mouth, like you're breathing out through a straw, so you're completely deflated and you have nothing left in there. And once you're deflated, go ahead and take one more deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up. And once you're filled, go ahead and release it nice and slow again, because you're focusing on the sound.
Wow, that was amazing, Liz. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. And there we go.
Wow.
So if that helps,
very great energy.
Bring us all in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So with that, I will turn it over to DC Love.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, ladies. Hi, everyone. This is DC. My work background actually began in law enforcement, but I always felt like something was missing in my life. And then Spirit guided me to where I am today after, of course, a little bit of encouragement, but actually it was a lot of encouragement. I had cookies flying off a countertop, and people would say, well, what kind of cookies? And I'd say, sugar cookies. What's really amazing, sprinkles. And then my cell phone texted me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. I wasn't doing this yet, so it scared the heck out of me. So I was trying to erase these messages as fast as they were coming in. I was looking at the phone, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, who's doing this? And then, if that's not enough, I mean, I thought it was enough. Spirit actually sat upon me. I could not breathe. I could not move. I was yelling, get off of me. So that's a little bit about the craziness, how I started, you know, this beautiful journey. And of course, I hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. I've had many divine encounters since 2008, and that's one of the biggest ones where I stood face-to-face with Mother Mary. It was an amazingly incredible experience. We were probably, like, I'd say less than 2 inches apart, And that's when she looked into my eyes, but I felt like she was looking into my soul. We were there just looking, you know, at each other. It felt like an eternity. No words were ever spoken, but my life was forever changed. And from that point on, people would say to me, DC, you have my mother's eyes. And I'd say, oh, that's nice. But then after a while, I began to question, like, how could that be possible? Because everyone was of a different ethnic origin, and they had different colored eyes. So it finally hit me, after a while, of course, they were seeing Mother Mary through my eyes. And she's been a very amazing and loving guide. And she helps me to help others heal through my eyes. So I do, you know, amazing eye readings where I, you know, I just see people's eyes, and then Mother Mary comes in and takes over the whole reading. So I, it's, to me, it's just like, this is just so crazy because I would have never dreamed of doing this. So with that being said, we've all had like really sort of like crazy encounters over the last week or so, and I've been connecting with a lot of those that are on the other side. So a few days ago, I connected with a special guest that is honored to be here, and she was so excited to meet all the ladies. So I'm going to start her channeling. Come and knock at my door. I've been waiting for you. Where the angels are real and the answers they provide are true. Hello, beautiful Angel Answers team, and everyone listening, of course. It's Suzanne Summers. I'm so happy to join you this evening. From my heavenly perspective, I now have a deeper understanding about life. Life is all about love, who you love, and who loves you. But as a child, I didn't get that love that I deserved. Children are so precious, and they deserve to be loved always and unconditionally. Every child needs to grow up in a loving environment and to be protected. My father was an abusive alcoholic. I lived in constant fear, was not able to sleep at night because I felt like one night while I was sleeping, he would actually kill me during his drunken rage. And that, of course, you know, caused me to have emotional stress and trauma. And I even, you know, began to wet the bed until I was almost a teenager. I also suffered from dyslexia, which is a learning disorder, and that caused me to have, like, a lot of trouble trying to read. And because of this, I didn't do well in school, and it caused my father to become even more abusive. I did graduate high school, and I won an award for the part I played in Guys and Dolls. I wasn't always the fun-loving, bubbly blonde that you may remember, as I played Chrissy Snow on Three's Company, or even Carol Foster on Step by Step. There were positive moments during my teenage years, and as well, not so positive moments too. But one moment that I never forgot was having my father rip off my prom dress and then tell me I was nothing. I was so angry, I hit him in the head with a tennis racket, but later realizing that being angry like my father was not the way I wanted to live my life. The years to come were still not what I had hoped for. Getting pregnant, dropping out of college, was certainly not one of the dreams that I had for my future. Marrying a man because he was the father of my child, that also led to self-esteem issues, money issues, and then, of course, check fraud. Times changed after a few years, getting divorced and then taking care of myself. I knew I was an overcomer. My luck soon changed as I became a model on a game show, although my luck was, it wasn't all good, but I did have many opportunities in movies, sitcoms. There were appearances on different shows. My part in American Graffiti, it really helped my career. I didn't care what they paid me. I just wanted to work. And sadly, I was always seen as that dumb blonde character I played on Three's Company. Alan Hamill, my husband, and Earth Angel, he showed me what love was supposed to be. And this, of course, was true love. He saw me for who I was. And together, we faced life's hardest moments together. We both felt an instant connection, and we knew this was love at first sight. The flame of our love still burns eternally. I want to mention that my spirituality and relationship with God and his messages kept opening doors to more significant opportunities for me. My role on Three's Company helped me to become famous, as well as being known in practically every household in America. In later years, I became known as a health advocate and author, and also, you know, was known for my cooking skills, which actually started as I was a child. My mom gave me a cookbook, and it was called Susie's Cookbook, which I thought was written just for me. That's when my cooking skills began. It was really funny because I was only 8 years old, and I would cook for us. My mom was not a cook by any means. And as they say, necessity is the mother of invention, so I became the family cook. I have to share with you that my Christian beliefs, they really helped me throughout my life. And during the challenging times I had, especially after falling down and needing to learn how to walk again and then later developing hydrocephalus, I always prayed daily and I would hear God's messages, especially when I was outside in nature. When you are in need of help, please turn to God. I want to say to each of you, please stay positive. It turns your joy switch on. Tell yourself, I am happy, I am healthy, I am filled with love until you really believe it, no matter what you are facing. And please love yourself and take care of you and make time to do the things that you love. And, of course, spend time with those you love. And help those who cannot help themselves. Please be their voice. I had a different perspective on life with all the battles that I faced physically as well as emotionally. Always remember the connection between your mind and body. Everything that I went through led me to be passionate about helping others and helping them to lead a healthier life. There is always something positive, even in the worst situations. Sometimes you really have to dig deep to find it. And one of the things that I did not focus on when I was on Earth was generational trauma and the connection between us and our ancestors. What they did does influence our lives still today. And on a more positive note, the love that we share, it never dies. I now have an understanding and, you know, an understanding of how karmic relationships are and how they, you know, they're passed down through generations as well. Also, the people that I had the hardest time with on Earth, they were the ones that helped my soul's growth the most. There was a higher plan playing out on Earth that I didn't realize, you know, at the time until I returned home. All that I endured on Earth brought me closer to God. I still have a lot to learn, you know, about this past lifetime, but I want to ask each of you to forgive yourself and others, because forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. I did share a few years with my dad as a sober father, and it really was nice for myself and my mom. I turned all the pain from his criticism into something positive. And in a crazy way, he really did have a hand in my success in life. Never lose hope. No matter what you are going through, if I could leave you each with a few things, they would be positivity, forgiveness, and healthy eating. And always speak from your heart, because when you do, that is the voice of God. If you're having a little trouble hearing God, this show is truly divine. Tune in often, because it's like chicken soup for the soul. I love you all. Suzanne Summers.
Wow. Wow.
That was so beautiful.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
It's been a little crazy. Like I said, I've been connecting with so many from the other side, and my mother and father are here today. I found their driver's licenses. Today, again, they were out on the rug, so they, when they want to me to know that they're there, they throw them out in the rug, you know? So they are here. Hi, Mom, Dad. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. And then I saw Suzanne Summers actually talking to St. Peregrine, the cancer saint, because he was honored as a saint who watches over cancer patients. And he himself did have cancer of the foot and had an amputation that he decided upon. But he spent the night in prayer. And the next morning, he found out that he was completely cured of cancer. So I did see Suzanne, you know, connecting with him. So I wouldn't be surprised if she, you know, she joins him and, of course, you know, Archangel Raphael to help others. So I found that really, really amazing. I mean, she wanted to really stress to everybody that, you know, what you're feeling in different things, it does have an effect on your health, and there is a spiritual aspect of all disease. And, you know, spiritually speaking, like, I believe she passed of breast cancer. That really did have to do with love and being loved. So, you know, if you have a chance and you know of, you know, different things that are in your family and they seem to pass down from generation to generation, they can be released and stopped, you know, during your generation. So that's what I have, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's been a crazy couple of days, Mary. That's what I said. And Kat, her friend that we connect with, that we were astral traveling to heaven with, she has soon, you know, since been healed in heaven. So she is on the other side. And we were having the show for the first time, and I found this little foil heart on the floor. And I believe it was from her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. But now I want to hear some of those great poems, Jan.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell Liz that I saw when you did your bowls, right away I saw butterflies, I saw a cat, a lotus flower, fire, and then a cross, too. So it was just in those seconds, it was action-packed what I saw. And what everyone has said is so beautiful. I was just going to pull a card from Liz's deck and then one from my sister-in-law's deck. So here's one from Liz's deck. It says, "No journey can begin without your first step." And that's true. That's very true.
Very true.
And then my sister-in-law's deck, it's a biblical deck. This one says, I'm going to pull this one because I can't see the letters on that. There's not enough light in here. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And that's from Corinthians. So
wow,
that was me.
Beautiful.
And yeah. So
and Jan, I just before you begin with the poems.
Yeah.
When Suzanne Summers' mom had passed, she would come to Suzanne as a butterfly.
Really? Oh, wow. That's so neat.
Yeah,
those
and I thought of you.
There's something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Butterflies
are very powerful. It's one of my main animals, so they're very powerful. We don't think they're powerful because they're so fragile and tiny, but they are strong animals. They're something else. Anyway, I'm going to start with this one. My brother died on the 27th of this month, about 12 years ago, and so I always share his poems. So this one goes, "Breathe with me. Breathe with me. I can sense your air. Your breeze is free. Our love was rare. I will seize this feeling, my eyes with a tear, this change in which you are dealing in your new atmosphere." And this one says, In a blink of an eye, our world as we know it was gone. Our beloved one has passed on. A shock that bolted the family and friends with sadness. Our hearts stopped pouring tears and for me, utter madness. I lost all time and knowing anything else when I heard of his stroke. Panic, heartbreak, and prayer were running in my life. This was no joke. He crossed with his mom waiting for him and many others on the other side. They are peacefully in heaven together as if he never died. So that's the neat thing, as if he never died. So, you know, they do fine once they get there. And this one's called Grief. Death poem, and it says, when your world has been shaken and there is nothing else you can do, and there's nothing else you can feel, remember to look forward to a new life. It is real. Take your pain and sorrow to another place. Let it go. Don't look back. Get to tomorrow. Your life is not over. Neither is theirs who's passed. It's just a transition that we have to bear in this life, in this earth life. Nothing is supposed to last. We are held up by our loved ones here. They are greeted by their loved ones there. We are still all together, just in a different atmosphere. And this one says, in letting go, illusion. More unity, less divide, the illusion of separation in which we hide. We can seek liberation in letting go, bring peace to another, less static, more flow. Run with ecstasy. Nature is our ally. Together in her light, let us be free and fly. And this says, a heart of love, not out of control, touching many emotions from soul to soul. And this is called Cosmic Continuum. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which helps us keep our equilibrium. It is a wonderful place in this life as we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice this earth school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and then they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous and a ticket for later. And when our exit is very near, it will make the passing much greater and without fear. And this is called Beyond the Worry. She rides in the night. Freedom is her stance. Going beyond the worry, acknowledging love, waiting to dance. And this says, let's fly through the woods and visit magical creatures in the trees. There is healing in the unseen. A full moon shines on us, its mystical light, wishing you a majestic time this Halloween. And this is Halloween days. I like red and blue. I like black cats. I like colorful pumpkins. I like Halloween hats. I like spiders. I like the future to gaze. I like crystal balls and full moons. I like Halloween days. And this is called Majestic. This is, thank you. This is Majestic Butterfly. It says, I see hearts. I see colors. I see dances and butterfly chances. Love is cool. Am I a fool? Love me through changes. Butterflies rule. Kiss me, please. I'm weak in the knees. We both tease. More butterflies, please. So just let it fly high, all of our insecurities and heartbreaks into the sky. And that is why I love my majestic butterfly. And this says, the light bringers, the healers, the way showers. Focus on the light, not the hurt. And the last few, I'm wild and free, letting go. I'm wild and free. Can I handle the changes that go by, flying into me like flowers of comets and stars? I'm blooming and falling together at the same time. I'm wild and free, letting go of scars. And this one says, this is called Upon Awakening. Let the dark chambers that are held so tight be opened up to the divine light. Let the breeze and warm rays infiltrate those forbidden rooms to clear the interference that blocks one's inherent wombs. The shadows of the past release their grip. It's time to unfold what is yours, to move forward on this spectacular journey and trip. We may be earthbound no more. We will soar. It's time for ascension. Some of us may be still riding this dimension. We can reach those sacred grounds. We will go there to hear the inherent sounds. We can feel the peace and receive the healing, where freedom prevails, where love and acceptance is the feeling. And healing light prayer. Feel my spirit with your healing light. Pour over me your golden rays of loving essence and delight. Heal my body by your gaze on me. Heal my plight, O Lord Jesus. God, shower over me your loving might. And that's that. The end.
Wow, Jan. So divine. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
Very nice, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spoke of your brother.
You're welcome.
I rhinoceros.
Uh-huh.
Jan, when
you
spoke
did?
Of your brother on the other. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I saw like rhinoceros. And I know they are beautiful spiritual animals. You know, and they bring about awareness, helping us to connect to the divine. And to live like a prayerful life and, you know, to step into the light. So I think like he's helping, you know, you and I feel others as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they do
definitely
connect with, you know, salmons, the beautiful rhinos. But that's what I saw, like, immediately was this beautiful rhino.
Oh, that's so neat. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really.
All right.
Hi, everyone. This is Peg, and I wanted. Hi. Are you? I'm sorry. Are we done, or is Jan done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. So, I have my angel tuners tonight, and I thought I'll play those. They're tuning forks, and you know it's calling in the angels to be sure that our angels, which we know are, but just to really bring in the spirit of who they are. And I also have my tongue drum, and that's the metal drum with different tones. I don't play it, you know, like a tune, you know, but I mix the tones together. So I will do that. And then I'll share a little bit of light language too. And I won't be long so people can call in.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So there's three different angel tuners, and they all have different tones, of course. And what I'm doing is I'm just kind of like waving them around for their presence. And so I'll play the tongue drum for a few seconds. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit of light language, and it's a good idea sometimes to have an intention for yourself or for the collective, for your family members, and for yourself, of course, too. Me eniki no inamanako enemeniki. Ka igabala nano ina kaname. Ele bi na manako. Ele bi ma ikana manako. Ale bi babanaki. Ke alaba. Moi inikene ka. Ele bi na manamo. Kele bi kale bi bikiriki. Foi ina maniki. Kalaba ni ikana ma. So, thank you for letting me share. I feel like the angels are truly here tonight, and you know, and they just want us to let us know that too. So thank you.
Beautiful, Peg. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks,
thank
Peg.
You.
Thank you, Peg. That was so neat.
Thank you.
Oh, I love the tongue drum. It's one of my.
I know, isn't it?
I have a little one.
It's yeah.
So pretty.
Well, mine, I don't know. I think it's 10 inches. And it's gold. I had to get a gold one.
Mine's much smaller than that. I think it's maybe 8 inches or so. And it's what color is it? It's turquoise color.
Turquoise.
Oh.
That's a good color, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But such a pretty sound. And, you know,
it's
one
is.
Of the things
it
like
really
when,
is.
When kids are here and playing the instruments, you know how sometimes you could be in a room full of kids banging a drum and you want to just, you know, go nuts. But the tongue drum, they can pound away on that. They can play, and it never gets annoying. It never is unpleasant.
Yeah.
It's,
it's a nice sound.
Yeah, it is a beautiful sound.
Yeah. And parents will say, oh, you don't have to let them do that. And like, don't worry, it never gets old. You won't get upset. Like, it's just so soothing no matter what, you know, and it's funny because what it eventually it calms them down, the kids, you know, if they're in a bad mood or if they're, you know, all wound up, the sound, you know, starts to change their vibration so that it brings them back into alignment where they're calm and settled.
Yeah.
You know, they just start to relax into it. So it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I've been using it a lot, a lot more lately. And it calms me too, like right down. Whoa.
Well, we can all use some of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, are we ready to take some callers? I see we've got a full board here.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Area code 727, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hey.
Hi, can we have your first name?
Paige.
Oh, Paige, I'm sorry. Do you have a question for us, Paige?
Paige, K-A-T-E, Paige.
Oh, Paige, I'm sorry. Paige. Sometimes on the phone it is hard to hear. So, Kate, do you have a question for us?
I do. Speaking of letting things go and welcoming new paradigms, my parents were admitted to memory care a couple of weeks ago. And while I knew that was being considered, my two siblings moved them to my parents to memory care and told me after. And my father and I have had a tumultuous relationship since I was a child. And it's been estranged and not, and I say estranged, in that he would ghost distance himself. So his 88th birthday is coming up, the 1st of November. I haven't talked with my parents since they moved into memory care. And I'm meditating and praying on, do I continue to simply offer prayer and light? Do I send a card? Do I make a phone call? Not quite sure what to do with my energy input going forward.
All right.
It's awkward, as the cliche.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. This is Jan. And
hi,
I didn't get how long you've been. When was the last time you talked to your dad? Just out of curiosity.
My birthday was 8 September. And my parents and I spoke on my birthday, and it was light and cheery. And then I distinctly, though these words weren't said specifically, I got the energy that my dad wanted no involvement from me in this move, and that all these decisions were being made at my dad's behest with my brother and sister. And I was told after the fact. So it's this odd energy and this triangulation and this facade and imagery. And we see this in lots of spaces in our culture where the image is everything, and we look like everything's okay, and yet approaching, talking about what's really on your mind and heart would be rejected and considered, don't make this dramatic.
Right. And but you know what I'm getting very strongly, and I'd like to hear what the other ladies say too, is that you should just go ahead and call them. That's what I got right away, immediately, in fact.
Okay.
And to just go ahead and call them and kind of like have, well, I saw the giraffe for you, and it's almost pulling the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say, and have faith and trust. And here it says, keep your head up, have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. And I was just saying, feeling, having faith and trust in go ahead and call them. You'll have to reach a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are on the horizon. It's better to not act too hastily in the situation, but spend some time with your family. That's what it's saying. Make it a point to be a better listener and to be clear in your communication in both professional and personal relationships. So I think you're getting a go-ahead there to go ahead and call. And I know that you have, I could feel that so much because I've had that experience so many times of inside of myself when I feel like it's not right and it feels funny and I get all kinds of funny feelings. And then when I go ahead and go forth to do that situation, it's a lot better than I thought. You know what I mean? And that's how I'm feeling about this.
And I love the imagery of the giraffe with
uh-huh.
its keeping it up high and
yeah. yes.
staying in high places and not
mm-hmm.
looking above and seeing the big picture and not getting
yes.
down in the weeds.
Exactly. Exactly. And it also says here you're a very effective communicator, mainly because you listen so well. So you strike an easy balance between spirituality and living in the material world. So there you go. I just feel like, and it also says you have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through visions, dreams, ideas, and signs. So I just feel like, I like what you just said there. That's just beautiful. Just right. So that is the message that I'm getting, and I wish you luck, and I just think you're going to be fine when you call them. I really do. I think it's good. I think he's going to like it. I think it'll be
Aww.
Fine.
Thank you
so
for that.
I hope
any
that will,
other ladies
uh-huh.
pick anything up?
Yeah, oh yeah, DC Love will be go next.
Yeah, Jan, I basically got the same thing, Kate. This is DC. When you asked the question, I saw a star in the sky. And this is your time. You can do anything you want. And I was also getting, like, from your dad's higher self, he's just saying, you know, go for it. Things will work themselves out, is what I was hearing. And he realizes, like, how hard this is for you. But he wants you to just, you know, to just go for it. I was hearing him say, too, like as Jan said, that you're really, really intuitive and you've got to trust your intuition is what I was being shown. And then I saw like a separated family sort of, and then like, but maybe not by distance, but sort of like emotions and coming back together again. And it's sort of like you're sort of like the one acting as a parent in this situation. Okay. And I do
okay.
feel like, you know, there's going to be things that will, you know, everything's not just going to be, you know, perfect all of a sudden, but I feel like there's healing, and this is the time that you're going to be the one that starts the healing. Like, you're going to be the one, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to release any kind of emotions, any kind of feelings that you're holding on to, you know, and forgiveness is for us. It's not for, you know, the other person. And,
right.
You know, I heard your dad say, like, his higher self, he just wants you to be the one that helps to start the ball in motion, okay? And then, you know,
okay.
Mother Mary came in. She was just holding you, you know, in her heavenly embrace. So I really feel like, you know, like, excuse me?
GC, she does that. She's everywhere for me. When I,
she is.
Was it you?
Been more so,
yeah,
like, lately with everybody. Yeah. But she wants to help, like, to for you to help for yourself and then help others, like, that are involved in this, to heal and release everything that's holding everyone back, you know? And she's just, you know, she's wrapping you in her heavenly embrace, and there's an entourage of angels coming in around everyone. And she believes you're the one that's going to start, like, you know, the change that needs to happen.
That's
okay.
So interesting that DC, because I have come to accept that is a chief reason and part of my purpose and contract was healing generationally and specifically in family unit. And
okay,
I really thought that my parents moved to memory care. That
okay,
I had reconciled, okay, for 6 decades, I've been healing and accepting and communicating and loving and forgiving.
And I saw Archangel, he just came in to me, he's standing next. Archangel Michael just came in, he's standing next to you. Okay, and he's going to help you to really have the communication, I guess, that is necessary. Okay? And as he's working with you, you know, you're standing in your truth, and you're going to come from a place of love, and, you know, you're going to be filled with peace, and it's going to flow onto the others. So they then start to become a little bit more calm, and, you know, and then that beautiful energy permeates everyone's atmosphere. It's beautiful.
Ah, thank you for that, QC.
Yeah, so I, like I said, Jan, you know, she gave you, you know, everything. Like, what she said was like 100%, like, right on. And your dad's higher self, you know, he agreed with that. And he wants you to, you know, to start the healing emotion and to help everyone to let go of, like, the emotional issues that's basically holding everyone back. There are grudges, there's negativity. And all of this, he's saying, could make everyone sick physically. You know, he doesn't want anybody holding on to anger. You know, and he's saying it's time to let go and let God and let things improve the way they're supposed to be. So that's what I have for you, Kate. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, hon.
Hi,
Kate. Too.
Hi. Hi, this is Peg, and I can definitely relate to what you're going through because I've kind of gone through it too, you know, because we all want to be included in everything, and sometimes that doesn't happen, you know, and you basically just, you know, it's as everyone says, you know, I would keep the lines of communication open anyways. You know, when our parents are older, sometimes they have very set thinking, you know, and that they only want this and that person to deal with whatever. But that's because it's almost like all that they can handle. And so the most important thing is to continue that communication, to let them know that you know that you are there for them if they need you, you know. And I would just be as cheery as you always are, you know, and you know, just and try to work it out with your siblings too, to the best of your ability. I felt Archangel Michael there with you too, you know, and I feel like he is asking you to forgive, you know, and to just go on and to be there for your family and, you know, for your siblings too. So I hope that that helped. I didn't really have a card for you, but yeah. So that's really all that I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kate. It's Mary. Wow, beautiful reading, lady. And I totally agree with everyone so far, Kate. And what I have to tell you is that my mom had Alzheimer's, and one way you can communicate with them is like in your dream state, and also like when you're meditating, you can try to connect. And one person that showed me this was DC. You know, it's easier to connect with your family through meditation, especially when they have memory.
So
that's
the higher self communication comes very easily.
Yes, exactly. So the card that fell out for you was Dream Talk. Your subconscious constantly and subtly speaks through your dreams. It's just one of the many ways in which your soul and those here in the spirit world can reach out and communicate with you through signs, symbols, messages, and more. So what I got from that card was, the interpretation was that you can communicate with your parents subconsciously, as I did with my mom at times. So, you know, I hope that helps. And yes, I agree with you that we're all like this generation now. Most of us are healing everything from our past generations, and that's it. So it stops with us, and we're doing all the hard work. I know I'm doing all the hard work for my family to like make sure that my great-grandchildren and grandchildren are like all good. So you know, keep up the good work, Kate. You're doing it. We're all doing it. And, you know, God bless you. And, you know, just speak with them subconsciously. And prayer is powerful. You know, I feel that prayer over family, bringing in Mother Mary, which I've learned so much, bringing in Mother Mary for prayer to heal the family, because I've done that with many issues, you know, and that really, really helps. So I'm going to switch you over to Liz, because you have one more reading still, and I wanted to wish you a blessed night, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kate. It's Liz. Fabulous readings already. I don't know that I have a lot different to tell you, but I was, you know, the first thing I wrote down was, did you feel like your parents were unhappy going to where they have gone to this new place, or were you just upset?
It was, no, I wasn't upset. The upsetting part was not having a place at the table, metaphorically, for most of my life, and doing this constant, I'm here, I'm available. My mom had been in a place for a couple of years where she really needed to be in memory care. My dad, and she did not want this. And the interesting part is they had said 20 years ago that were they ever in this place, because they had seen friends, family, and older relatives experience loss, that they would take care of it themselves, and they would never, and even asked the three of us to promise that they would never, ever be outside their home. So there were, and my brother did take on all of the back and forth because he's local to where they live.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
Begging, saying we need to do this, and lots of arguing and pushback and upset. My dad had been prescribed, told by several physicians not to drive.
Mm-hmm.
He drove and had an incident that wasn't there, don't have the diagnostics. Sounds like he got hypoglycemic and then a panic attack. Did not know where he was, could not see the dashboard. He had tunnel vision, and it so scared him that the next day he agreed to go into memory care with my mother. My sister, I don't know, she and I have been estranged, again, for decades. We see one another occasionally at a family event. We're civil, and then she wants no contact. So she and my dad are extremely close, and that would be a whole nother book, not just a chapter.
Yeah.
emotionally, very intimate, to the point that she was there quite often. My mother totally misconstrued her being there and misinterpreted some things, and she was not wanted there in the house by my mother. My sister and my dad continued to have daily contact several times a day outside of my mother's awareness. So it's really entangled, a lot of entanglement. Since I was a child, very forthright and direct with my father, who's extremely charismatic and controlling. He has just not wanted to hear what I've had to say since I was a teenager. There would be pushback. And what's interesting, all those descriptions that you gave about empathy and being a communicator and an effective listener, all those things work at every other aspect of my life and every other relationship, with the exception of my birth family.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we are the square peg in the round hole. And sometimes that's what our mission is here.
Perfectly.
So ironically, as soon as you started asking about your parents being in there, the message I was getting was that they want to be there. It's easier and safer for them. So I agree that when your dad had this incident, I do believe it scared him to, knowing that he shouldn't be out, because he probably had the realization he's going to hurt someone else, if not himself. Sure that's why your mother, it probably got to the point with your mom that he was concerned about her well-being and couldn't watch her all the time, maybe.
Absolutely.
And so, again, why she, or he, agreed for her to go.
So real quick, and I'll be as concise as I can be. What triggered me was, I absolutely honor everybody make their own decisions, take care of themselves first, no judgments. So my father had insisted that my mother be estranged from her living siblings, and that happened about 10 years ago as a result of him feeling disrespected by one of my mother's sister's comments. He wanted not one of us to have any contact with my mother's family either. I continued to have contact with my aunts with the boundary that I would not talk about my parents at all ever that was off limits due to their request. So I never shared anything about them over the past 10 years. I got a call, and my siblings had not been in contact with them. I got a call the day after my parents moved to memory care from one of my aunts saying my brother had called her after no contact for a decade, and she was so happy to hear from him, and he had shared that we had moved my parents to memory care and how wonderful it must have been for the three of us to be able to do that together, and then went and gave me all these details. And what triggered me is after honoring that boundary for a decade, my aunt knew more about the move than I did.
Kate, this is Casey, honey. I see Mother Mary coming in, and I'm hearing let go and let God. And just sit with Mother Mary and, you know, just tell her everything that's, you know, that you've been telling us what's on your mind, because I keep hearing do not worry. I also was given, have you ever heard about, like, healing someone via proxy?
Yes. I did that with my daughter when she was a child. I did acupressure and acupuncture.
Yeah, well, with the proxy and stuff, you know, that's just like saying a beautiful prayer. You know, it's extremely powerful. And open up to the divine coming in and, you know, healing whoever's involved, it's healing their hearts. But I, like I said, I asked Mother Mary, I said, you know, Mother Mary, can, you know, Kate come in as proxy for her dad if he's not able to understand all of this? And she did say yes. Okay.
Oh, that's so. You see, that is so helpful because I've got the spiritual part. I've got the peace. I've got the love.
Hey, well, you know what?
Dealing with this plane.
Okay, but first off, you've got to let go of what you're holding on to, because when you're telling us everything, you're holding on to a lot of emotions. You've got to sit with Mother Mary and let it all, you know, whatever is on your heart, give it to her. And I see her with you, and, you know, after you get, like, whatever it is cleared up with you, it's going to be where you're going to help, you know, you're going to help your dad. You're going to be a proxy for, you know, his healing, okay?
That is extremely helpful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, hon. And please, you know what, stay connected with us, please, and let us know how you're doing, Kate. And I have to tell you, when I first connected with you, I got the chills from head to toe because my godmother's name was Kate, and you sound just like her, and she had issues with her brother, you know, and I didn't find out about all of this until my aunt told me when I became an adult, but I just felt like there's like a similar storyline here playing, you know, so please work on you first with Mother Mary, Kate. And then you can be the one that, you know, via proxy can help you for your dad to bring about his healing. Okay, hon?
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Kate. Let me wrap up with the two cards I have for you because we have a lot of other callers. So I want to give you your message. So I've pulled cards tonight from the Yasmin Bolin Moonology Messages Oracle. And the first card is the yin moon, accept help. So, you know, a lot of times we think it's weak to ask for help or to accept help. We think we have to push through and do everything on our own. But our strength is really knowing when we do need help and asking for it and accepting it.
Right. So yes.
This is kind of twofold, you know, your dad has done that, your parents did that, realizing that they, you know, shouldn't be on their own any longer. But also, this is where you say, you know, you're an adult and you're able to make your own decisions and choices about life. So you may never see eye to eye with each other at this point in time,
you know, and a lot of it may have to do with him. I feel like he sees a lot of himself in you, and it seems like he's, and you've taken a more loving, beautiful path, right, where he kind of, it sounds like he tries to control everyone and tell them what they are going to do. And I feel like you could have been that kind of personality too, but you chose not to, and you went in the spiritual aspect and said, no, you know, let each person be their own, right? We all have those choices that we can make. But I think your personality-wise, he sees a lot of himself, and I think he was very unhappy with life deep down. The things he really wanted to do, he didn't get to do, and he felt jaded for a good portion of time. But you know what? You're making those right choices. You're doing the things that make you happy, which is healing your generations. I actually took a beautiful webinar with Rebecca Campbell today, and she was talking about that. When we heal ourselves, we actually heal all the way back in our lineage. We heal our grandmother, and then she heals her grandmother and so forth, and then we heal
that
forward
feels,
to our grandchildren and on.
I absolutely resonate with that, yes.
So, you know, unfortunately, you can't change the way your father is or who he is at this point in time. You just have to accept that that's who he is, and be happy with who you are and the choices that you've made, and that you're not in that same direction. You know, that you've done more for yourself. And then the second card was, I thought this was great. It's Moon Maybe. Intuition. So just like the other lady said, tap into your intuition. Listen to, you know, take time to really tune in and listen to what the truth is of the situation. Because, you know, obviously you've lived a long life and you've probably had some ideals that were passed on to you in your upbringing about what you need to do or how you're expected to behave, you know, with different members of the family. Tune in and discern for yourself what is right for you and what works for you. This card says to work with the Moon Goddess Selena. Moon Goddess Selena is the spirit behind this card. Selena is said to be the personification of the moon. In astrology, the moon is all about intuition. So, it says meditate and see what comes through. Your feelings about this situation are spot on. What is your intuition telling you? Fear derails intuition. And connect with the goddess Selena under the moon. So some beautiful things there. Just to, you know, whatever it is that you are truly, you know, feeling and connected to when you're tuned in, that's the right answer. Even if it doesn't seem like it's the proper thing to do, maybe, from what we've seen or what we've learned. If it feels right, it's right. So, you know, listening to ourselves and getting out of those.
Keep faith. I agree. Yep.
You know, a lot of times
intruding.
Yeah. And we try to stick with ideals that our parents have kind of, you know, ground into us or, you know, taught us that this is how it's supposed to be. And maybe, I mean, you know, some things you can probably see haven't worked. So it's time to let them go.
That's all long gone. Yeah, that's long gone.
So
mine
is
simply, if I can't help, I don't want to be a disruptor. If they can feel and accept my love, then that's what I can contribute. If it's going to be seen as a disruption, then, no, I don't want to disrupt. I can love them from afar.
Right. So, you know, when you reach out, you can, you know, you'll know the energy. You'll be able to sense that. I would absolutely reach
out,
right? You wouldn't want someone to forget your birthday or not call you on
your
birthday.
Oh, I haven't forgotten it. Yeah, I've been thinking about it every day.
But,
do I, don't
you know,
I? Yeah.
You know, so do it. And if it doesn't feel like that he's receiving it, just say, okay, that was all I wanted to say. And know that you've done, you know, you've extended the olive branch. It's all you can do. So, you know, if someone else doesn't want to heal or let go of those feelings or those things, there's nothing you can do about that. So,
you bring the gift. If they don't want it, yeah, take it back. They don't have to receive it. There you go. That was super helpful.
All right.
Beautiful.
So like BC said, Kate, stay in touch with us. Let us know how things go. But we'll put you on hold here to listen to the show a little longer, okay?
Thank you all so much. That was so helpful. Thank you, thank you. All of it was extremely helpful.
You're welcome.
All right, Kate. We'll be glad to hear from you again, Kate. God bless you.
Wow. What a great first call. That was a lot in there, you know? And sometimes we never have any control about how other people behave or act to us or towards us. So we just have to make sure we do what we feel good at, and if people don't receive it, then they just don't receive it. So are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Oh, was that a dog?
Area it sounded code 612. Like
yeah, I heard a squeak. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Sorry, we were having squeaky dogs and such. Do you have a question for us?
What's that?
You have a question for us this evening?
Over the last probably couple of months, I have kind of fallen off path, almost seemed like not myself, and I have started to do a little bit more work where I feel like I'm back on my path. Are you guys able to let me know if I'm on the right path in my my journey as far as happiness? Yeah. I guess that's kind of the main question, so.
Okay.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
It's Jan. Well, right away I'm getting the elephant, big flappy ears right in front of my eyes. And
oh, my God.
It's really neat. Yeah, just right up close to me. So for you, I'm going to just read a little bit about what the elephant is all about. It says, make a point to be of service in some way to the young or elderly, to those who are less fortunate than yourself. Don't let anything stand in the way of attaining the goal that is so your purpose, part of your purpose. You have determination and persistence required to overcome the current challenges you're faced with. Trust your senses. If something in life smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. That's what the elephant is known for, smelling. And remain loyal to those closest to you. It's a good time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. And you have an insatiable hunger for knowledge and to understanding things. You may be doing some kind of political or social work or public service. And you have an innate capacity of drawing on ancient wisdom and communicating this whenever it's appropriate. You're passionate, and once you set your mind to something, there's nothing that can stop you. So very positive animal near you. And I was getting that you are going on your path. You're on the right path. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you're taking baby steps on your right path. That's what I hear.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Had gone down, I just felt like I was not in a good place. And then I kind of found a way to start, just started kind of getting back out of that and what I thought was back on my path. And it's interesting what you said about reconnecting with the divine, because that's been a strong sense for the last week. and really like that, let go and give it to God, you know, for me. So
yes,
that's the thing that showed up with that,
uh-huh,
with the elephant. That is,
oh, good.
Interesting.
All right.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Well, there you go, and I just wish you good luck, and keep at it, and baby steps are just fine.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you right over to DC Love.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jan. That was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, this is DC.
Thank you.
I do agree with what Jan said. I feel like, you know, I don't feel like you fell off your path. I feel, in fact, that this may have been some kind of divine intervention for you.
Okay.
Have you
okay.
been seeing or feeling or communicating with the divine at all? Because I feel like they're around you.
I have.
And
been,
if it has been,
lately,
go ahead.
You know, more recently, that's been happening more often.
Yeah, I feel that. And the universe, you know, is watching out for you. So that was like, you know, that needed to happen.
Okay.
And you are going to start really manifesting. And I feel like, you know, spiritually, like you're going to be all, like, I feel like almost like they're throwing you, like, all in. Your consciousness is really going to become, like, full scale. And you are going to create Jason the way that, you know, you were meant to be. In a manner of speaking, and there's no separation. You are one with the great I am, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, so I'm really excited for that. I'm also getting at this time, just watch that you don't spend a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay? And
okay.
I do feel like, you know, you are going through some kind of a change, and sort of like I'm seeing like the caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
Okay.
Okay, and the change could affect like all areas of your life, but I don't feel like it's anything bad, Jason, okay?
Okay?
And I feel like this is your time that you're getting to know who you truly are, okay? And any part of you that doesn't resonate with you, I feel like it's going to fall off, okay? And if there's certain things that maybe you had hobbies or habits or whatever, anything that sort of doesn't resonate with you now, it's going to be released. And don't be afraid because you're not alone as this is happening. You have, you know, a divine entourage with you, and you're going to find that you're going to be surrounded by miracles, Jason.
Okay.
So I really feel like, you know, this is a beautiful time. You know, you're in the light, stay in the light. And just take your time to go through this, you know, this part of your life, okay? And it's going to take a little while, but just stay in faith, you know, and take time to take care of you, you know, body, mind, and spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. And that's exciting to hear because I definitely felt like I was dark for a little bit, and I feel a lot more in the light now.
And you
know,
time when everything started to happen, I believe, as well, that, you know, this is not fair. You know, like, why me, sort of. And
yeah,
you're going to see, like, what you thought was unfair to you is actually, there's a lot of blessings coming your way, but you've got to trust in what you can't see presently.
Yep.
And just let go and let your beautiful path appear before your very eyes, okay? That's what I have. I'm excited for you. I'm going to turn you over to the rest of the team. God bless you, hon.
All right. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Hi, David. This is Peg. And,
hi, Peg.
The card that I got for you is Ambush Fear with Your Ferocious Dream. And, you know, sometimes we think we know what our path is, and, you know, suddenly there's a like a fork in the road, and
yeah,
you're realizing that it's changing. But as DC said, to go with the flow, you know, to see where that may take you, and ask your angels you know, for direction, you know, like, is this where I may be going, or is there something else? I mean, from personal experience, I've had a lot of different changes in my life, thinking I would be doing one thing all my life. But I also knew that there was something I really wanted to do, you know, that there was something I was to do but didn't know what it was at that time. But it took time to realize what that was. So it's almost like putting away the fear and just kind of going with the flow.
Okay.
And a card that I got for you from the Sacred Creators is ambush fear with your ferocious dream. Your fear is an indicator that you have enough to challenge the status quo. It's normal to experience fear on the road to success. Every successful creator on the planet has married moments when they were worried that their idea may work. Learn to manage your self-doubt. Tell the fear to move out of the way and know that your prosperity or your dream, whatever that may be, will come when you're courageous enough to follow your own light down your own path. Innovation always consists with vulnerability, so allow them to live inside of your dream together. You won't have all of the answers, but remember, most of the time, the unknown is not nearly as terrible as you could imagine it to be. Sometimes your big fear will actually be as tiny as the field mouse that blocks the elephant's path. Like a gentle giant, use your gentle power, presence, inspiration, and regal fierceness to stand up and do it anyway. Fear, find your bravery and go for it. Your dream is worth it. So,
wow.
And then the questions are kind of like questions that you might want to ask yourself too. First I'm just going to read a little something. Fear is nasty naysayer. How do you respond when it screams? It says mean girl sounds like, or mean girl results like, I'm not good enough, I'm not ready, I look horrible, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's kind of the female aspect, but, and then it asks, how are you making sure that the desire to reach your dream is infinitely bigger than the fear you may have of taking a risk? So,
okay.
It's, you know, I think the fear is normal, especially at this time. And because everyone's making changes, you know, we're finding out what we want for ourselves in our life and what is truly serving us, you know. There's a new moon coming up, so I think that has to do a lot with that too, and maybe tuning into that, maybe finding some information, more information about the moon, you know, could maybe help you to set your goals too. So, and I know Liz has a lot of information about the moon, so she can maybe put a little bit more about that if she so desires. But so I hope that helps. And, you know, what they say, feel the fear, but do it anyways. So, so, and I kind of live by that myself. So, best wishes, and let us know how you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jason. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. So three cards fell out for you, and I am so excited because I love the readings that everyone gave you, and I know your personal growth. I met you, you know, a while back, and I've noticed the change, and it's just so amazing, the change that I feel that is happening and the transformation you're taking on. And the first card that fell out on the ground was Believe, and the card has illuminated heart. So as we know, our heart is our central sun, right? That's where our God source is and where we should connect as well. So it's just so beautiful because it's about believing. So it says believe. The force that works through your soul, determining what's possible or impossible, the difference between success over failure, and above all, who you are is the power of your belief. So right now it's a time to evaluate, you know, people's belief systems, our own self-doubts and negative thoughts from past times or past conditioning, right? And things that keep coming to the surface. And then moving, I would say inward, right? To bring it out more, you know, like bringing, go deep diving and just explore what's, so whenever you feel something, like Igor tells us, like if there's an emotion coming up, just bring it up and then just feel through it and just heal it. And, you know, so that's beautiful. I love that because connecting. And then when I saw the sun in the heart, I heard for you to connect with Ra. He's the sun. He's the god of sun. So you know who that is. And then the next card that fell out was synchronicity, and it's saying, are you noticing the signs of synchronicity that the spirit world has been sending to you at this time? People and situations in your life are not just appearing by coincidence. In reality, they're being guided to you from the spirit world to help you for a specific reason. So everyone that comes into our life, just like VC said, it's just teaching us either a lesson or something that we need to heal within ourselves. So, you know, being grateful that these people are appearing, you know, is really important, and forgiveness is really important. But yes, that's beautiful. So I'm sure you've been seeing, like, they're showing me numbers. So maybe you're seeing 11-11, 1-11. So that's great. And then I'm not sure if you've been seeing, like, butterflies and feathers. They're showing you. So the card that fell out was hello from heaven. But for me, I'm taking it as your spirit guides coming through and showing you, like, the angels are showing you feathers that they're around. The butterflies are more around you, like the dragonflies, you know, and sometimes you'll find pennies also. It's just them telling you that they're around. So, you know, guiding you all the way through. So it's just so beautiful, these cards that I got for you. And I am so happy for what's coming. It's just amazing. So, I hope that helps, Jason, and I'm going to switch you over to Liz.
It helps a ton, Mary. I was going to say this. It's interesting because I've had more flies and dragonflies around me this year than any other time in my life. Like, all. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and they're a sign of transformation. So yeah, they're around me so much. Like anytime I go to the parks, they're like hovering over me, and I'm like, stay away. The other day, I had like a beehive in on top of my hood of my car, and all over my car, I had like 20 bees. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then today, I have to say really quickly, there was an eagle following like in front of my car, and all of a sudden I look up to the sky like a couple of blocks up, and there were like five eagles like flying really, really high. Those were high, but you know, the one eagle that was following my car was just so magical, because eagles have such a deep meaning, and it's so beautiful. And the eagle and the owls have been with me, and God knows what else, and my dragons and dragonflies. So I'm gonna.
So let me ask you this: one of my spots where I go to the woods, there's always an owl there, and it's like my spot, and they are there. Is that like, is that part of like my, maybe like one of my spirit animals or my spirit guide?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the ladies can tell you. Like Jan could probably tell you, but I got a huge yes.
Okay.
It is. It would be, Jason, for sure. That's one of your guides for sure.
Okay. That's awesome, because like every time I go into that area of the woods, like there's always been an owl since like August up until about a month ago or about a week ago. So
wow, cool.
Okay.
That is beautiful. Call them in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Hi, Jason. This is Liz.
Hi, Jason. This is Liz.
Right.
I was going to say the owl definitely has a message for you. So my teacher always said, look it up.
Okay,
and that's what I would implore you to do, is Google the spiritual meaning of the owl later, so you can find. I actually have I've heard the story of the owl, and it's quite good. So I think you'll like it.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, are you a Capricorn by chance?
I am not. I am actually, my birthday is May 20th. So some people say I'm on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini, and some people say I'm a Taurian. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. So, well, the card I pulled is, it's called the Moon in Detriment, Cut Your Losses, and it has a goat on it.
Okay.
Like a Capricorn sign, and it just struck me very, I was like, oh, I'm like, I wonder if he's a Capricorn. I needed to ask you about it. So maybe we need to find out what the goat is. Maybe that would be more important.
right.
So this is, and I feel like you're coming out of this, but I want to read the message from the book because it's very spot on for what I was getting. It said, it would be absolutely lovely if life were nothing but rainbows and unicorns, but after a certain age, say around 7 years old, we start to realize that there is always going to be light and shade. Drawing this card suggests that right now you might be going through a little bit more shade than light. You're not at your best, and it could be that the situation you're inquiring about is taking its toll on you and your vitality. You have two choices at this point. Either you keep going in the same direction you've been heading in up to this point, or you do what it takes to cut your losses. In other words, it is possible for you to change tack now. Or are you absolutely committed to the actions you've been taking lately? You're not running on full power in this situation at the moment. So if you want to change that, you need to think about what it's going to take to strengthen your position in your current situation. It's not easy to be spontaneous, and that can make everything feel rather tedious. So this, I feel like you're coming out of this. You've already done, I'm sure as I read it, you're like, wait, I did that. you've gone through this. And as you asked the question, are you on the right track? What I got right away was, how do you feel? Do you feel good? Do you feel like you're on the right track? Do things feel peaceful to you? And you know, you feel calm and happy about the way they're going? Even if you're a little nervous. Because you don't know,
Yeah, I feel better. And that was one of the reasons, you know, just to call and ask that question, because I think for a little while, what you had described as far as being like kind of in the shade, I could feel that, and now I've been coming out of that, and so things are actually feeling good. It's feeling light. I know that there's challenges ahead, and so I just wanted to make sure like this was really the thing, and not like I was missing something. And so far, like everybody's message has really kind of just kind of validated and really supported the things that I've been
fantastic.
Feeling.
So I'll read you. I channeled a little bit of something here that I want to read you. And it says, whatever feels good to you is the right thing. You are in control of your path and your happiness. Consistency is we go through ups and downs. Shadow work is not fun, but it's necessary. Until we confront the parts of us that have caused us imbalance, we won't be and stay happy. We need to release old habits, which are comfortable, and we don't like change. So we shut down rather than feel uncomfortable for a brief period of time. We shut down and we don't try to change. We say, oh, nope, I'm not doing it. But this is why we do the shadow work, because we have to look at those parts of ourselves that have made us not the best person, but we've done them because it's what we were taught or it's what we know, and it feels safe to us because we've always done it. And, you know, I've gone through these, you know, all of us ladies have gone through these ups and downs too, you know, as you go on your spiritual path. And what you said in the beginning was, you know, I was really good for a while, and then I stopped doing my things, and then, you know, it wasn't so great, and then I decided to start doing them. And so, you know, the daily practice is key. Now, my daily practice doesn't look exactly the same every single day, but it has the same elements. So finding what works for you. And it's okay if it changes, you know, it's okay if it's one thing for a while and then you decide to do something different, that's all right. But as long as you're taking time every day to connect with you and you know, do your gratitude, you know, ask for protection, whatever it is that you feel are the important elements for you of that need to be done, as long as you're doing them every day in some form, then you're going to be fine, because that's the consistency. And then the second card I got for you was full moon and forgiveness. So there wasn't a lot for me to say out of this, but I wanted to give you, life hardly gets any crazier than it does in a supercharged full moon. Get out under the moonbeams and soak it up, but remember to breathe through any emotional explosions. So, you know, I feel like the things that are holding you back, the shadowy things that you've come to realize and you're trying to shed, you know, the full moon is a great time to let those things go, release them.
Okay.
And that's what I think you should be doing this weekend. Write a list of all the things that you no longer want to take with you. You know, you're ready to let them go. You know that they're bad habits or they're, you know, bad characteristics of yourself that you don't want to continue to keep doing or fall in the path of, or, you know, maybe not staying consistent. Like I'm a person that sometimes can be like, oh, I really want to do this. And then I'm like, this. I taper off so I'm not doing it.
Yep. I can relate sometimes.
You know.
Yeah.
And if you're not fully sure what the things are that you need to release, just say, please take what no longer serves me. Anything that no longer serves me or has any positive purpose, I'd like to release it now. I'm ready to let it go. And, you know, do that. Spend some time out underneath the moon this weekend. You know, just even if it's for 5 minutes, go out there and just really tap into yourself, take some deep breaths, close your eyes, you know, dance if you want to, have a fire, whatever
Absolutely.
You feel called to do. Go wild, but or just be very calm. But if you know,
I will be
being
outside,
on our spiritual.
So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
So I will
being
be
on
outside.
Our spiritual path and feeling good it's a daily practice, and it's about that consistency, and it's up to us if we're happy or not. So you know, make the choices that are making you happy. Right. Of course, there are things that we have to do at times that we may not necessarily want to, but we have to. We have, and just remember that once I'm through this, it's over, right? Like,
yep.
So I hope that helps you, Jason. I think you're in a good place. And, you know, it always seems like when we realize we're in the funk and
yep.
we're like, hey, I don't like this and I want to get out, and we start doing our things and we come out and we're like, why did I do that? I thought I was doing all my work. I thought I was doing all the things. And
yep.
you are, you know, it's just these things come up and they don't, you know, we have to sit with them. We have to really understand where they've done us wrong in our life. And then we have to let them go. And as you do them, guess what? You get the big ones are, they come at the beginning and they're the toughest ones. And then as you
yep.
keep doing your spiritual work, they continue to come up and they're easier and easier and they're smaller and smaller things. So, you know, they don't put you in the deep funk any longer. But getting these ones out of the way that's important. And once it's done, it's done. So I hope that helps you, Jason.
It was helpful. It was helpful. And I had called in earlier, I would say earlier this year, and you guys had really provided some insight. And that's why I felt like the need to call back in, because I felt like I was falling off my path, and everybody has explained, has, like I said, encouraged me and helped kind of validate that I am back on that path and doing well. So this was really kind of even a follow-up from what that was before. And so this is great.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Well, continue to keep us updated, Jason, and continue on your path, continue your adventure, and let us know how you're making out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again so much, and have a very blessed rest of the evening.
You as well.
You
Thank
too.
You for calling.
You too, Jason.
Thank you.
Wow. What a great second caller. I'm like, I can't believe we are at 8:56, ladies.
I know.
Yeah,
we've had two.
It went
fantastic
by half
calls,
so fast.
It did.
Should we try for one more? Do you think we can get a quick one in?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. We're trying to just check and make sure, seeing if anybody was somebody from last week. All right. Well, here, let's. Oh, maybe this. Oh, this one is one. Okay. We'll grab them. Area code 646. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 646. Oh. All right. Well, we'll put them back on hold. Sorry. All right. Let's go. Area code 203. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. I'm just offered a job, and at the same time, I have another two interviews coming up on Friday, and I'm just wondering which job might be the best one.
Hi, Michelle. This is Jan, and I'm seeing all these different animals, and there's a dog, there's a tiger. I'm going to go with tiger because that's the one that's showing up the most, so let's just do that real quickly. I'll just go real fast because we don't have too much time. Maybe I should just let you go. You know, tiger is tactile. They're very they're healers and very tactile and very clairvoyant. That's really a lot about what the tiger is. So you can look it up. I'm just going to pass it over to the ladies, but it says remain focused, be patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than you expected. And if you'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition and also anything emotionally that's been disturbing you. So I'm just going to pass that over to DC. And be happy about the tiger. They're a very powerful animal. It's very positive for you to have that around you. And good luck on your job. I wasn't getting which one was the best one, but I was seeing roses for both of them. I saw roses for both of them. So it maybe both of them are positive. That's what I'm getting. So I'm just going to pass it over to DC Love.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful, and I agree with everything you said. I was getting, Michelle, just take time to think about it. You have to watch that you don't be a little bit impulsive over making a decision. Okay? It's, you know, I'm getting, you have to watch you don't rush into things, okay? So you've got to, you know, take a couple deep breaths and just, you know, slowly breathe in and out and then think a little bit. Get grounded and, you know, just you could put the, you know, the jabs on a piece of paper and, you know, write what all, you know, write all the good stuff about each jab and look at it as it is on the paper, okay? Because I feel like if you just jump into it and pick one, you may not pick the correct one for you. I'm getting listen to your intuition. You know, do this methodically one step at a time. And you've got to watch, like, you know, the what-ifs. Don't get, you know, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? I was getting, please watch with that. And I do feel like I'm laughing because my dog is coming in. And you're going to have a couple aha moments. Okay, something that maybe that, you know, you didn't see before is going to sort of, like, spark something. And you're going to have that aha moment. So that's what I have for the luck everything. And I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, hon.
Okay. The thing about, you know, the list of the pros and cons, that never works for me. It never works for me. And the thing with a job is, you, a lot of times you don't know until you actually start working for people and with people. You just don't know, you know. It's not about dollars per hour. You know, it's got to be,
that we're not the one that's going to be doing this job, and we can't give you, you know, pick number two or whatever. We can't do that because this involves you. It's going to be the job that you're going to be at, and you have got to take your time and really, you know, think about things. I was getting, like I said, don't rush into anything. That's the first thing that I was hearing. Please rush into anything. Because if you take it too fast, you're going to end up with the job that probably wasn't going to be the best choice. But you've got to slow down a little bit, you know, get more grounded and think things through thoroughly is what I'm getting, you know?
Okay, well, I'll see how these interviews go on Friday.
All righty.
Friday.
I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, son. Hold on. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Michelle. So you haven't had the job interviews yet?
No, I have one offer now. And then I have two more interviews coming up on Friday. So by that point in time, it's close enough that even though I kind of said yes to the other company, wouldn't be starting until mid-November. So, I mean, I could back out. I have time to. So I'm going to take these other two interviews.
And, you know, when you're making your decision, think about, you know, what job, you know, well, first of all, think of the interview and how you felt. You were, you know, the questions that were asked, how you felt about the energy in the place, you know, how you were treated, and if you think you could really work at, you know, one of those places, you know. So it's not only them, you know, deciding on what you want, but, you know, I'm sure you know that. So, yeah, you know, take your time and just, you know, maybe the job that has the most promise for you, too.
you know, think in those terms, you know, and every other, you know, aspect of the interview process. But I really feel like you are going to find one place that really speaks to you, you know. But as we have said, you know, we can't make that choice for you. It's the choice that you need to make for yourself. So, and you will. You'll get that aha moment, and you will know. So, good luck, and enjoy the process.
Okay. Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Michelle. It's Mary. Before we get cut off, that's why we're rushing you, just so you know, because normally at 9 o'clock, Blog Talk cuts us off. So that's why we're rushing you and going through the line really quickly. The first card that fell out for you was Find Your Center. And I know DC mentioned something about time, not rushing things, and it has a clock. So that's really, really key. To, you know, think about not rushing into things. And it says your outside world is a reflection and a manifestation of what's going on inside you at this time. When the outside world becomes so hectic and stressful that your anxiety starts to overwhelm you, then this is an ideal moment to stop and ask, when was the last time I checked in with myself? So again, meditate about it, because Michelle, deep down inside, you know which job is going to be suited for you. And just like we always say on this show, just like when we're looking for our ideal person, it could be, you could make that list for an ideal job, you know, so just specify what it is you want to do, the type of people you want to work for, how much you want to get paid, the hours, whether it's remote or it's part-time, whatever it is, this is the time to manifest anything into your reality. So if anything, this is the time for you to make that list so strongly and just put it out there, especially with this moon coming up this weekend. It's very powerful to manifest, you know, and let go. And they're also saying for you to go inside and find peace and find balance of your mind, body, and soul. And then I also picked out the card gratitude for you. So they want you to be grateful for the things you already have in your life. Even if it's people in your life, just be grateful for that. So it's nice to have, like, I know the first thing I do is I thank God for this beautiful day every morning. Like, I just thank, and then at night, what I show my grandchildren is to always say, thank you for all the things that you want the next morning to appear, right? So what if, I always put this scenario, what if you wake up tomorrow with all the things you were thankful for? So just think about those things, right? Our bed, our home, our, you know, hot water, food, our health, you know, being able to walk, you know, those are things that we take for granted, you know, and that's thing I've done in my life. Like, I've gone through so many changes, and I feel that I've been, like, more grateful for things because of the things that I've gone through, you know, in health-wise. So that's something that to focus on. So it says focus on gratitude, and you'll start to attract prosperity and abundance. So, Michelle, put that list together of that perfect job, if it's not the one that you accepted already. And then just feel it with your gut, too. You know, your gut is going to tell you which one to go to, which one to go with as well. And I'm going to send you over to Liz just in case you get cut off. So thank you for calling, okay. Michelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Michelle. It's Liz. So I immediately got go to the other interviews on Friday.
And like Mary was saying, really tap into yourself. You know, when you go into a work environment, you can pick up the vibe, right? You can tell if people are happy there or if they're not happy there. Or whether it's tension and all those things.
It was, everything's over the phone. Everything's over the phone. Not even. Yeah, so you have less
So then you really, you can still sense the energy in someone. So really tap in, you know, when you're on those interviews, you know, give yourself a minute, take a deep breath, and clear your head and really focus and listen to the person speaking. How are they making you feel? Do you feel good? Do you feel uncomfortable? Because they're going to give off the vibe. So if we're really paying attention, we'll know. And what I got was that one of these interviews is really, really going to get you excited. And you're going to feel it. Like, you're going to be, like, all fired up. That's the one you want.
all right.
So,
well,
you know,
it happens.
You know, really focus in. Don't think about what your answer is going to be. Don't, you know, any of that. Just focus in on, you know, how are they coming across to you? How are they saying? How are they making you feel? You know, a lot of times we get caught up in the, you know, we can't see these people now, or, you know, sometimes when you're in a person-to-person interview, you're like, oh, God, do I look okay? Is there something on my face? You know, am I fidgeting too much? So sometimes the phone can be a little less awkward, but then it's not, because you don't know what that person looks like on the other end, and you have all these questions you're asking yourself. So don't worry about any of that stuff. When you need to know, you'll know. But pay attention to how you're feeling.
It's just hard to assess when it's sort of like apples and oranges too. It's like, you know, one job is you know, if my complaint is I don't have enough autonomy, then this place you have a lot of autonomy. And if in another place you have, like, so many people you have to deal with, and there can be an unsuspecting level of management that interferes with you, or
that right there, you know, you feel uncomfortable with, right? So you can
you can't anticipate, you know, if you're coming in and you're not going to be somebody's favorite because they already have their favorites and you're just a warm body. They're treating you nice because they want you to work for them, but they're going to treat you like a warm body and not a real valued person. I mean, that's the biggest thing with companies these days. You never feel valued. But so this first job, it's a really big job with only 10 people in the whole company. So my assessment was, wow, how the heck? I mean, they're going to work to death. They're going to work, but I'm a person who likes to step up to challenges. So it's like, well, maybe I won't die. Maybe I can actually do it.
Well, Michelle, before we get cut off, I want to give you the card that I got because it's kind of exciting. The card that I pulled out for you was New Moon and Beginnings, and it has two tigers on it. So, you know, don't compare yourself to anyone else. And, you know, when you go into these job interviews, believe that you're worth what, you know, you're worth respect and you're worth, you know, being treated more than a warm body. And, you know, that's what you carry yourself in the interview as that's what you expect. Don't allow them to think that you're going to work for someone that just wants a warm body in the chair. You know, show them that you're into your job. And by asking questions, you know, ask the questions that you're wanting to know, like, you know, how does this work? Is there, you know, one person I report to? Am I reporting to, you know, several people in a line? Find out. And then you'll know what one's going to work for you and what one's not. So.
Okay. All right.
We hope that helps you, Michelle. Good luck with everything. And give us a call back and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take good care.
All right, ladies. Mary, I trust you got the numbers. I won't be here next week. I have a meeting. So it was wonderful night, ladies, connecting with you.
You as well, Liz. We're still here. That was a great
time.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I've been
get the numbers, Mary, that were still on hold?
No, I've been eating. That's why.
Oh. Okay. Well, we're going to get the numbers quick that are on hold for next week and pick them up first. I will not be here. I have a meeting next week. So
did you take the numbers down?
I'm getting them right now.
Okay.
So I will talk to you ladies in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, Liz. It was a great show.
Here, Liz.
Really fun.
Thank you. Oh, and hopefully I have to report to jury duty tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wow. That's right. Wow.
I forgot till now.
Okay.
All right, ladies. Good night. It was wonderful. Love you all.
Good night.
God bless.
It was.
God bless.